up, brother?
How you doing, man?
I'm excellent. Man, I've been watching so many videos of this actual studio on YouTube. And I was like, you know what? I've known Tom for over 10 years.
I thought you've been here.
I've not been here.
You never been to the cake?
No, I've seen Tyrese and Genuine and Tank, you know, singing their songs and all that. And I'm like, when am I going to come to the Red Room, the Red Velvet Cake?
The Red Velvet Cake.
Yeah.
And I mean, and we've been working together for how long?
Man, it has, what, since 99?
Something like that.
Something like that.
So that's well over 10 years.
It's your world, yeah. You know.
That's right. Huh? That's right.
Scooter Wells is in the building, y'all. Come on, man. Hey, look here, man. I'm back here on Tom, man. I found him. I'm here now with all my fans at from It's Your World. It's Scooter Wells. I done growed up, you know what I'm saying? I'm here, man. You know what I mean? Hey, I have a confession to make.
What's your confession?
I don't know who out there saw Soul Man, which was Bernie Mac's last movie.
Yes.
But Scooter Wells is the cousin of,
right.
What's his name? Not Ray Ray, Lester. In Lester. Soul Man.
Soul Man.
Sure. Lester is the thug cousin of Scooter Wells.
Who knew?
Because Lester was like, my name is Lester, the court jester, all the other rap people are Lester.
Yeah.
See that? You saw how I transitioned into that? That's Scooter's thug cousin right there, man. So that was me paying homage to y'all and all the fans that
man, you've
Scooter.
Come a long way since 99.
Hey, man, it's been a hustle. I just sat in your first class seats from when you used to do your flying back and forth every morning.
Yeah,
and we were just
lobby.
Saying, everybody don't have that work ethic. Don't nobody want to put in the work that it takes to get to where you need to be and where you desire to be. It don't fall in your lap.
Well, you have.
So you are a perfect example
You're
of that.
You're a perfect
though.
Example.
I have great examples in front of me.
I mean, you came out of what historically black college?
Fayetteville State University, Bronco.
Right.
Y'all better wake up. I know y'all listening to Fayetteville State. Y'all know Avion Crockett is y'all ambassador. I'm out here.
And
I'm out here.
And you've been hustling ever since.
Ever since. No,
I don't take no for an answer. Because I don't even ask the question. I tell myself yes, and I keep moving. That's what it is.
There you go.
Self-made.
You don't ask the question.
I don't even ask the question.
So you don't take no for an answer.
I don't.
That's a great motto.
I can't take no. Because I'm not even going to ask you for it. I heard Tupac say it one time. He said, I'm going to knock on the front door, but eventually I'm going to climb up the building and be on your roof. I'm coming in through the chimney like Santa Claus. Either way, I'm going to be inside the building. You're not going to deny me.
You're doing stand-up?
Yes, sir.
You're in...
Came back to my roots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You haven't done stand-up in a while?
It's been a while. When I moved to L.A., I stopped doing it. So when I
how
started doing
feel?
Your show...
Yeah,
how's
it feel getting back
on
stage?
Who was that?
That's Jay Anthony Brown.
Where's Jay Anthony Brown?
He's in Los Angeles.
What's up, Jay?
What's up, man?
You know, y'all so high tech and large, you know, y'all got people hologrammed in from different states. Who else gonna pop up? Is Earthquake gonna pop up from Kuwait or something? Yo, what's up, big brother Jay?
Hey, man, how does it feel going back on stage? Did it take you a while to get your legs back?
Absolutely, man. I was scared of it. I'll be honest with you. I was nervous. I was like, man, I don't know if I can... I'm not
you
even funny
you
like that.
It.
You know,
yeah, you
I'm
it.
Funny on screen, but I ain't stand-up funny no more. And, man, actually, my man that's with me now, Justin Hyer, is one of the young cats that was coming up.
That's
he was
my
like,
boy, man. I
yeah.
love my man.
He in here.
Come in here.
Can you hear?
Mr. Video. Oh, Mr. Video himself, player.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mr. Brown.
So
Mr.
he helped you with the videos?
Hey, no, what I'm saying, well, he was in one of my biggest videos, the Chris Brown Deuces uh-huh. spoof.
Oh, yeah.
He played Tiger in that.
Yeah. Oh, he did. Yeah, I seen you.
And actually, J. Anthony Brown gave me my first start, really, in stand-up comedy. When he opened his club, he allowed me to come there every night
man,
and
Justin
bomb
so
my behind
funny,
off.
Man.
I appreciate that, Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown.
Well, I'm here to tell you, it was sad.
Yeah, yeah, it was very sad. It was very disrespectful
to me. He
couldn't
do nothing but get better.
Right. But now I'm here. I'm still standing.
Look
I'm still
him.
Strong.
Look at you now, man. Look at him.
How many views have you had on YouTube for your different...
Collectively, about 50 million.
Wow.
50 million.
50 million. And it
how
all
much
started,
money is that?
It all started with, like, you know, I was doing some
how
JC.
Much money is that? How much money is that?
Well, you know,
how
I'm
much
JC.
Money is that?
Hey, I'm a billionaire, so, you know, it's a lot of money, Jay Anthony. You got a J in your first name, but you ain't got a Z in the last. But you the OG, so I respect you. You know,
we me and Beyonce, we doing On the Run tour. Don't be believing those rumors y'all hearing.
Oh,
about
yeah.
About us breaking up. We can't break up a billion, baby. It's a lot of court cases, son.
Say y'all making, Jay, you and Bay are making $100 million.
Yeah, well, you know, money don't talk, you know what I'm saying? Money don't talk amounts, but just know that we making a large amount.
What happened on the elevator?
Hey, look here.
What happened on the elevator, Jay?
Hey, look here. Look here. Jay, look here. You can't always put your personal business out there. I didn't know it was a surveillance camera up there. I was like, Beyonce, you not going to do anything? You just going to stand there while Solange, I call her Solange. Because she reminds me of my phalanges with your fingers. They always touching my money. She ain't working for herself. She getting all. She all in my wealth. I'm always rapping. I can't stop it. I'm here with Tom Joyner on the radio trying to get pointers. I'm trying to go into the radio business when I retire because I can't rap forever.
Yeah. Can we talk with Jay-Z after we do the break?
Sure.
Because there's a lot of stuff we want to talk about besides the divorce and...
And the alleged mistress who came up
with
the song?
Allegedly. As long as you preface every statement with allegedly.
Evian Crockett at the Arlington Improv this week, 16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.
HBCUs, you educate over half of all African-American professionals. So for all you do,